A beautiful hymn we often sing is hymn number 79, Bless the Lord, Eternal, O My Soul. This hymn is taken from Psalm 103, so let's read the first five verses of this psalm. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. In this psalm, we are told to bless the Eternal. Yet it goes on to list the many things he blesses us with. We are to bless God as he is blessing us. Today we'll consider just what a blessing is. Then we'll look at how God blesses us, and finally we'll see how we should bless God. The word bless in Psalm 103 is the Hebrew word barak, which means to kneel. Kneeling is a form of submission and respect. The phrase, bless the Lord, is a form of worshiping God. One example is in 1 Chronicles. Turn to 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 20. 1 Chronicles 29:20. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord their fathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshipped the Lord and the King. Blessing always involves some sort of gift or giving. So how does God bless us? He gives to us physical and spiritual things. He provides our sustenance so that we can remain alive as physical beings. More importantly, he gives us his Holy Spirit so that we may have eternal life as a spirit being. In both cases, God's blessing us involves the act of giving. Let's consider the Beatitudes. Turn to Matthew 5. We'll begin in verse 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We are given the kingdom. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We are to be given comfort. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. We are given the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We are given spiritual food. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We are given mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We are given life with God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We are given sonship. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Again, we are being given the kingdom of heaven. In all cases, when we obey God and walk his way, God gives us many physical and spiritual gifts. God blesses us. But how do we bless the Lord? Now the phrase bless the Lord occurs 15 times in the King James Version of the Bible and involves giving something to God. Can we ever hope to give God in the same way he gives to us? Of course not. There's no way we can repay God for the multitudes of blessings he has given us. But we certainly can give to God. The first way we can give to God is through praise, honor, and worship. This is a gift to Him through our minds and our mouths. Every time we sing a hymn, we're giving to God praise and honor. Singing hymns is a form of blessing God. Next, we bless God through obeying Him. We give Him our obedience. In Matthew 7:21, Christ emphasizes the importance of obeying the Father. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father in heaven, which is in heaven. Another way in which we can bless God is to give Him our undivided loyalty. In other words, putting Him first in our lives. In 2016, Mr. Forson gave a sermon entitled, Loyalty to God and His Truth. He described how Mr. Armstrong remained loyal to God's truth. Mr. Armstrong blessed the Lord by giving God his undivided loyalty. So the key to blessing the Lord, to kneeling before our God, is giving. And so we come to Deuteronomy 16, the verse we read multiple times each year. Deuteronomy 16, three times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. A blessing is all about giving. It is our duty to bless God. Give back to Him, because He has given us so much. We should praise and honor Him. We should fully obey Him, and our loyalty should be only to Him. And so, we bless the Eternal by giving the offering we are giving today.